Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host Amrit Sunder. Today I want to talk about Gen Zs. Now this is back off a request that I was asked for a comment for an article on Gen Zs and recruitment practices and how recruiters were getting frustrated because of the demands that Gen Zs were placing or their expectations of the world of work. And I got thinking about this because this has come up time and again about Gen Zs and their expectations and how their demanding expectations are too high, how they don't want to work too hard and almost want it on a plate. And whilst it hasn't been that extreme in terms of what people are saying, it's inferred. And I started to look back to think, what's causing all of this noise with Gen Zs? Because I believe we're blaming Gen Zs for a lot of problems in the world of work that are inherently there and we haven't addressed. So I started looking at past reports, and there's a report by McKinsey on Gen Zs. This was back in October 2022. And this group of this population of 18 to 24-year-olds, they're asked, you know, there were 25,000 people in the survey. It was all online through McKinsey, and McKinsey have put a caveat to say there were limitations and biases could have been introduced in the way the survey was done. Having said that, they then go on to report about the Gen Zs and how their responses to the survey were vastly different to other populations who took part in the survey. One that stood out for me, and I think it's the sort of language that we've got to be careful of here. And this was about how different that generation, Gen Z, are compared to other generations. Now, in this McKinsey report on Gen Zs, how does Gen Z see its place in the working world? There's one statement that really stood out for me that I'm going to read word for word. I think this is important. So, some of the differences in how the generations respond to the survey questions suggest concerning levels of distress among young people, including an astounding 55% reporting either having been diagnosed with or having received treatment for mental illnesses, compared to 31% of people aged 55 to 64 reporting the same. Now, the words concerning levels of distress, an astounding 55%. We've got to understand, we've been spending a lot of time and effort across the world of work improving how people can report and get support for mental health. And then we've got reports like this, which are saying we're seeing astounding levels of distress and what have you. Well, forgive me, but if we're creating an environment where, or facilities where that generation can use and utilize some of the services being offered, and they then take them up, is that bad? You know, maybe the issue is with the other generations who haven't chosen to because of the stiff upper lip mentality, the cultural lack of sensitivity that these things need to be addressed. Mental health issues have been there a long time. So I wanted to just pull that phrase out because I think that's just exemplary of what we seem to be doing, vilifying Gen Z. So now recruitment, the world of work, we know has lots of issues. But recruitment in particular, I came across something that implied recruiters were getting frustrated with the ever-increasing demands of Gen Zs. So they want flexible working. They want to be able to work from home. They want high salary. They've got high salary expectations. They don't want to do this, but they don't want to do that. And so, and it was, you know, it was implied and inferred the lazy sods don't want to do anything. And they would just want to come to work and get paid a lot of money. I'm going to ask you to all of you to just put yourselves back in that age group, 18 to 24, potentially your first job out of university, or out of school. What's the biggest priority for you? Well, money. Irrespective of which generation comes through the world of work, at that age, money is the most important factor. So therefore, anything that impacts on your money, on your income, will have a significant impact on your world of work or your view of work. So if you're suddenly commuting, that's more costs that's going to come out of your pocket. So your commute will be important. Therefore, the ability to work from home will be important. So these things aren't limited to generations or Gen Z in particular. These are factors that are important to young people, and we need to start to understand that. And when we think about the world of work, you know, again, it's frustrating when you look at job descriptions. We've got very lazy. Just because previous generations didn't question it, they just wanted to get into the world of work. Well, sorry if the next generation coming through are asking more questions and scrutinizing the job descriptions, but they want to know, what do you offer? What does this job mean? And by asking the questions, I think some of us get the hump thinking, they're a bit demanding. Well, no, they're asking questions. They're being curious. They want to know that they're coming into the right job. So let them ask questions. We shouldn't be judging them because they're asking questions about the job and then labeling them with a sense of entitlement. So before I start rambling off now, I'm going to take a step back. Gen Zs. The whole focus of this podcast is stop blaming Gen Zs for our issues in the world of work. Job descriptions. Many of them are still unclear. They're ambiguous. I've shared with many of you the model by Russell, but when we have clarity, it's energizing. And that's one half of the way through to creating an engaged workplace, the other half being a pleasant environment. So clarity is important. What's my job? What's my role? What will I be doing? How many hours will I be working? Where can I work? How can I work? All that information is going to be important. If you're not adding that sort of detail into your job description, well, the questions will be asked. That doesn't mean they're entitled. That means they're asking questions because they want to know. This stuff is important. We've got away with lazy practices where we didn't have to, maybe, because people were just thankful to be in a job. Well, I want to make sure my children, when they come through the world of work, go to the right jobs. You want it for your children, surely. We live in households that are multi-generational. There isn't a big issue with Gen Zs. They're just asking questions because they're asking what their parents almost would want of them is to get the job, right job for them. So it's right that they ask questions. So let's start to get tight in our act with job descriptions. What's the job exactly? What is it you're asking me to do? And I can make then an informed decision about whether that's the job I want to do, rather than wasting people's time because you didn't put the detail in. I get through to the next round and the next round, and I then ask those questions, which clarifies this may not be the job for me. So I think we've got lazy in the world of work, and Gen Zs are helping us understand how lazy we've got. The more questions they're asking, the less information there is out there that we've been putting out for them to know. So therefore, they're going to ask a question. We want to make sure we attract the right people for our cultures. So helping people understand what our culture is really like, the transparent approach, that this is where we're trying to get to, this is what we like right now, and here's the journey we're on. If you think you can come and help, get involved. People don't want to hear about the shiny and new because they all know the world of work isn't like that. Their parents have been in the world of work. They've been listening to what their parents are saying about their work, their managers, their leaders. So they know it's not glossy and great, but sometimes it can be. So when Gen Zs are saying money's important to them, that's because at that age, money was important to everybody. 18 to 24. Imagine, remember what you were doing. Your only priority was paying rent or paying food, just getting by. But you wanted to start saving. And so money was important. Doing a job that was fulfilling and satisfying was important. Knowing that you added value, feeling valued at work was important. Having a manager who was supporting you, developing you, looking out for you because they cared for you was important. Having leaders who were there to help the greater good was important. You know, leaders, ambassadors of the values, making sure the strategy was aligned to the mission, the purpose, rather than feathering their own nest. All of this was important. And I put it to you now that that's still important. It doesn't matter which generation comes through the world of work. But we seem to want to vilify the next generation coming through. I can't believe how demanding they are. I can't believe what they're after. Do you know what they just said to me? You know, we need to stop the nonsense. Stop blaming Gen Z. The world of work still has so much scope for opportunities to fix. And them asking the questions allows us to hone in and pay our attention to what needs fixing first. So, rather than getting annoyed with Gen Z, we should probably thank them. The more questions they're asking, the more they're highlighting what's missing in terms of the information we're putting out there, but also what needs fixing, what needs developing. And the more we can be transparent and open about what the world of work is like for us, look, here's what you might like and here's what you might not like. But that will allow us to attract the right types of people who will come in and add the value that they want to add so desperately. But they're having to navigate through all the noise and the rubbish, the marketing, internal marketing noise, to figure out what companies are really like before they make a decision. Now, one thing I will say is previous generations were probably so thankful to get a job, they were willing to subject themselves to anything, which is why then we called it compensation. We're going to compensate you for what we're doing. Whereas I think this generation don't want to be compensated. They just want to be paid fairly, add value, and do a great job. Now, one thing I will say, I am hearing anecdotally that there are some Gen Zs who are in the world of work who are shirking, who are taking advantage of working at home and doing different side gigs and what have you. Again, that's no different to any other generation. I remember when I was working, I knew people when I was young who were shirking, who were taking the mickey, phoning in sick. That is no different to any other generation. The only difference now is with this generation, some of them are working from home. So you won't be able to see that. But if we're not effective in managing people in terms of what we're expecting, outputs and being clear, then that will be allowed to go on because we've brought in ambiguity. But again, that's poor recruitment. We've got to think about how we're recruiting. We've got to find people who share our values, who share our work ethics, who when they're working from home won't be shirking. But when we recruit badly, when we become lazy in how we're recruiting, what do we expect? So stop blaming Gen Z as a generation, but let's look inwardly. How well are we creating jobs that people will be attracted to? How interesting are they? How worthwhile are they? And then let's think about how do we attract people who are aligned to our values? How do we attract people who share our work ethics? Because those people won't need monitoring. They won't be shirking. They'll be throwing everything behind them into making the world of work better, just as everybody else is around us. So I just wanted to share that. Stop blaming Gen Z. There's an awful lot here about, you know, going back to the McKinsey report, October 2022, about Gen Zs and how they, you know, this astounding 55% reporting either having been diagnosed with or receiving mental health treatment. You know, we're creating an environment where people can get support that previous generations never had. And then we're using words like that. That doesn't help the labeling or the mislabeling of Generation Z. These people are going to be the majority of workers in the world of work. They are bringing ideas to the table that we need to listen to. But we need to create an environment where they can thrive, understanding what 18 to 24-year-olds for any generation was like, understanding their needs, their priorities. They aren't just coming to work to be purpose-driven. They want to be paid. They've got bills to pay. At that age, your biggest priority is financial. So just a chance for you to reflect and question whether your world of work is supporting people of 18 to 24-year-olds, that age group. What does support look like? Well, put yourself back in that picture, 18 to 24. What did you need at that age? Clarity. Remember, some people, this could be their first job. They don't know what the world of work is like. We've got to help them. We've got to nurture them, support them, so they can be brilliant. And I just want to close by reminding you all, and I may have not shared this. I've shared many times how I am an introvert. I struggle with the world of work. I struggled with the world around me generally. But I remember my first job, pre-reg pharmacist, I had to answer the phone and I couldn't string a sentence together because at home I'd never had to answer my phone. My parents always answered it. I didn't know what to say. I struggled an awful lot in my first year with the world of work. not because I was inadequate, but because I was inexperienced. And then with the right support, the right nurturing, we all get there. It's just whether we're willing to provide that right support. That's all from me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. I'm Sander from The Engagement Coach. I'll just see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.